Today we'd like to teach title of Joyeshi and Amaziah in the 2 Chronicles chapters 24 and 25. To the souls on this online read through podcast or YouTube channel, on this we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in chapter 24, verse 5, then he gathered the priests and the Levites and said to them, go out to the cities of Judah and gather from all Israel money to repair the house of your God from year to year, and see that you do it quickly. However, the Levites did not do it quickly. Why did they do so? And how can you apply it to our lives? Question 2, in chapter 24, verse 2, this is Joyeshi, the king, did not remember the kindness which Joada, his father, had done to him, but killed his son. And as he died, he said, the Lord, look on it and repay. What does it mean compared with Stephen's death, and what can we learn from here? Last question in chapter 25, verse 15. Therefore, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Amaziah, and he sent to him a prophet who said to him, why have you sought the gods of the people, which could not rescue their own people from your hand? What does it mean in the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? In the last time, in the 2 Chronicles, chapter 23, verses 17, 18, 21, and all the people went to temple of Baal and tore it down. They broke in pieces its altars and images and killed Mattan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. Also, Joada appointed the oversight of the house of the Lord to the hand of the priests, the Levites whom David had assigned in the house of the Lord to offer the burnt offerings of the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, as it was established by David. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with the sword. Joada the priest reinstated the temple procedures and worship services based upon the original plan set by David, as recorded in 1 Chronicles chapter 24, 25. Kings of Israel versus kings of Judah before Christ right there. That's the reference to the Bible study. Here, bold letter, the generally good king, you know, follow God. Today is two kings and a generally good king, although both of them were assassinated. Joyeshi was 7 years old when he became king. He reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name, Jibar and Beersheba. A seven-year-old boy, Joyeshi, became the seventh king of Judah, but he was just a puppet upon the throne, and the real leader was Joada the priest. Under Joada's guidance, Joyeshi implanted significant religious reforms. First, Joyeshi did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Joada the priest. Under the guidance of Joada, Joyeshi remained a faithful and good king. And Joada took two wives for him, and he had sons and daughters. Verse 4, now it happened after this that Joyeshi set his heart on repairing the house of the Lord. Due to the spiritual neglect of Ahaziah, Joash's the father, and Athaliah, grandmother, the temple fell into disrepair. The new young king, Joash, wanted to restore it. Verse 5, then he gathered the priests and Levites and said to them, go out to the cities of Judah and gather from all Israel money to repair the house of your God from year to year, and see that you do it quickly. However, the Levites did not do it quickly. Question 1. God commanded a half shekel offering for the temple's repair. King Joash followed this command to restore the long neglected temple. The principle here is that God's kingdom and righteousness come first. In the gospel of Jesus Christ, God's righteousness is revealed by Christians' daily life by faith. Cross reference right there. Verse 6, so the king called Jehoiada, the chief priest, and said to him, why have you not required the Levites to bring in from Judah and from Jerusalem the clocks according to the commandments of Moses, the servant of the Lord, and of the assembly of Israel for the tabernacle of a witness? Verse 7, for the sons of Ataliah, that wicked women, had broken into the house of God and had also presented all the dedicated things of the house of the Lord to the Baals. Ataliah's wicked sons destroyed the house of the Lord and used its materials to build a temple for Baal. Verse 8, then at the king's command, they made a chest and set it outside at the gate of the house of the Lord, and they made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to bring to the Lord the collection that Moses, the servant of God, had imposed on Israel in the wilderness. Verse 10, then all the leaders and all the people rejoiced, brought their contributions and put them into the chest until all had given. When donating to God, the donor's heart is a primary consideration. The donation should come from a willing and cheerful heart, not for personal recognition or a post. Then 11. So at the words at that time, when the chest was brought to the kings of official by the hand of the Levites, and when they saw that there was much money, that the king's scribe and the high priest's officers came and emptied the chest and took it and returned it to its place. Thus they did day by day and gathered the money in abundance. The king and Jehoiada gave it to those who did the work of the service of the house of the Lord, and they hired masons and carpenters to repair the house of the Lord, and also those who worked in iron and bronze to restore the house of the Lord. So the workmen labored, and the work was completed by them. They restored the house of God to its original condition and reinforced it. When they had finished, they brought the rest of the money before the king and Jehoiada. They made from it articles for the house of the Lord, articles for serving and offering, spoons and vessels of gold and silver. And they offered the burnt offerings in the house of the Lord continually all the days of Jehoiada. The temple and its worship were successfully restored, resulting in an outward spiritual movement. 15, but Jehoiada grew old and was full of days, and he died. He was 130 years old when he died. Verse 16, when they buried him in the city of David among the kings, because he had done good in Israel, both toward God and his house. That's a great commendation for the man. He had done good in Israel, both toward God and his house. 17. Now after the death of Jehoiada, the leaders of Judah came and bowed down to the king, and the king listened to them. Therefore they left the house of the Lord of God of their fathers, and served wooden images and idols, and wrath came upon Judah and Jerusalem because of their trespass. Joash was an easily influenced and weak king. While the priest Jehoiada was alive, Joash followed his spiritual guidance. However, upon Jehoiada's death, Joash quickly gave in to the princes of Judah and reinstated the worship of idols like Ashtoreth, the wooden image of a fertility goddess. This turn from God reveals a troubling pattern. People can appear devoted on the surface, while secretly holding on to idolatry. As soon as the spiritual movement passed, they reverted to their old habits. This often happens in times of prosperity, as the people become proud, self-sufficient, and forget that God is the source of all their blessings. Cross reference right there. Then, verse 19. Yet he sent the prophets to them to bring them back to the Lord, and they testified against them, but they would not listen. Then God may have sent Joel, the prophet, Joel chapter 1, verse 1, and Joel 2. Then the Spirit of God came upon Zechariah, the son of Jehoiada, the priest, who stood above the people and said to them, "Thus says God, why do you transgress the commandments of the Lord so that you cannot prosper? Because you have forsaken the Lord, he also has forsaken you." We often overlook spiritual prosperity by becoming consumed with material prosperity. When you forsake the Lord, you cannot truly prosper, as worldly pursuit will not bring spiritual well-being. Despite this, God's mercy endures forever. Even when you turn away from Him, God continually warns you through various means. It is crucial to allow God to point out your sins so you can repent and return to Him. Cross reference right there. 22. Thus Joash the king did not remember the kindness which Jehoiada his father had done to him, but killed his son. And as he died, he said, "The Lord look on it and repay." Question 2. Zechariah finally cast word for God to get even with them and to take care of them. This stands in the stark contrast to Stephen's plea in Acts chapter 7, 59-60. As he was being stoned, Stephen asked God to forgive his murderers, saying, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." This difference highlights a shift from the Old Testament to the New Testament. As Matthew 4:43-44 records, Jesus taught a new principle. "Love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Stephen's prayer for his attackers embodied this teaching. In the dispensation of the fullness of times together, in one, all things in Christ. Therefore, living a Christian life requires following all of God's teachings, not just a select few. A cross reference right there. 23. So it happened in the spring of the year that the army of Syria came up against him, and they came to Judah and Jerusalem. and destroyed all the leaders of the people from among the people, and sent all their spoil to king of Damascus. For the army of Syrians came with a small company of men, but the Lord delivered a very great army into their hands. Because they had forsaken the Lord God of their fathers, so they exacted judgment against Joash. God used the Syrian army as an instrument of judgment against Judah. When Judah forsook God, he in turn forsook them, allowing a small Syrian force to defeat them and plunder their city. 25, and when they had withdrawn from him, for they left him severely wounded, his own servants conspired against him because of the blood of the sons of Jehoiada, the priest, and killed him on his bed. So he died, and they buried him in the city of David. And they did not bury him in the tombs of the king. These are the ones who conspired against him: Jabad the son of Shimeath, Ammonitess, and Jehozabad the son of Zimrit, the Moabites. Now concerning his sons, and the many oracles about him, and the repairing of the house of God, indeed they are written in the annals of the book of the kings. Then Amaziah, his son, reigned his place. Chapter 25, verse 1. Amaziah was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name, Jehoadan of Jerusalem. Amaziah became the 8th king of Judah at 25 years old. Verse 2, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. Amaziah's obedience to God was half-hearted. Verse 3, now it happened, as soon as the kingdom was established for him, that he executed his servant who had murdered his father, the king. Verse 4, however, he did not eject their children, but did as it is written in the law of the book of Moses, where the Lord commanded, saying, the fathers shall not be put to death for their children, nor shall the children be put to death for their fathers, but a person shall die for his own sin. In contrast to pagan laws, God's law stipulated that only the assassins or co-conspirators themselves were subject to the death penalty, not their children or relatives. Verse 5, moreover, Amaziah gathered Judah together, set over them captains of thousands and captains of hundreds, according to their father's houses throughout all Judea and Benjamin. And he numbered them from 20 years old and above, and found them to be 300,000 choice men, able to go to war, who could handle spear and shield. He also hired 100,000 mighty men of valor from Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him, saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, not with any of the children of Ephraim. But if you go, be gone, be strong in battle, even so, God shall make you fall before the enemy, for God has the power to help and to overthrow. God has the power to either help or bring you down. Verse 9, and then Amaziah said to man of God, but what shall we do about 100 talents which I have given to the troops of Israel? And the man of God answered, the Lord is able to give you much more than this. Amaziah's obedience was reluctant and half-hearted, not genuine. Amaziah dismissed the Israelites' soldiers, 100,000 he had hired, sending them away with their pay. God's favor is priceless and worth more than any amount of money. Verse 10, so Amaziah discharged the troops that had come to him from Ephraim to go back home. Therefore, their anger was greatly roused against Judah, and they returned home in great anger. Then Amaziah strengthened himself and leading his people, he went to the Valley of Salt and killed 10,000 of people's share. Verse 12, also the children of Judah took captive 10,000 alive, brought them to the top of a rock and cast them down from top of the rock, so that they all were dashed in pieces. Warfare reveals the humanity capacity for great cruelty to the fellow man. 13, but as for the soldiers of the army which Amaziah had discharged, so that they would not go with him to battle, they raided the cities of Judah from Samaria to Beth-Horon, killed 3,000 in them, and took much spoil. The dismissed Israelite soldiers raided Judah's cities and seized much spoil, provoking Amaziah to seek revenge against Israel. Verse 14, now it was so after Amaziah came from the slaughter of Edomite that he brought the gods of the people of Seir, set them up to be his gods, and bowed down before them and burned the incense to them. After his victory, Amaziah returned and began sacrificing to idols. Times of success can make you vulnerable to temptation, as Satan often attacks when you are at your most confident. It is often difficult to understand why people turn away from a living God. However, a tremendous drive for money, sexual pleasure, and power can master a person's life, leading them away from God. 15, therefore, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Amaziah, and he sent him a prophet who said to him, why have you sought the gods of people, which could not rescue their own people from your hands? Question 3. It's foolish to serve the gods of a defeated enemy. We make the same mistake when we chase after money, power, and other worldly desires, as they are ultimately empty pursuits. By recognizing their emptiness, we can free ourselves from their control. God is deeply hurt when his people reject him, yet he still cares for them. When someone turns away from God, we should show them that God's love and care for them endure. Verse 16, so it was as he talked with him, the king said to him, have you made you the king's counselor? Seize, why should you be killed? Then the prophet seized and said, I know that God is determined to destroy you, because you have done this and have not heeded my advice. Now Amaziah, king of Judah, asked advice and sent to Joash, the son of Jehoahaz, the son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let us face one another in battle. Amaziah, the eighth king of Judah, proudly and with a hint of revenge, verse 13, challenged Joash, the 12th king of Israel, son of Jehoash, 11th king, and grandson of Jehu. Verse 18, and Joash, king of Israel, sent to Amaziah, king of Judah, saying, the thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give your daughter to my son as a wife. And the wild beast that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle. You, Judah, are a thistle challenging cedar tree, Israel. You are so insignificant that even a wild beast could trample you. proving you are not in the same league as us. Verse 19, indeed you say that you have defeated the Edomite, and your heart is lifted up to boast. Stay at home now. Why should you meddle with trouble, that you should fall, you and Judah with you? Joash, the 12th king of Israel, doesn't really want to go to war. 20, but Amaziah would not heed, for it came from God that he might give them in the hand of their enemies, because they sought the gods of Edom. 21, so Joash, king of Israel, went out, and he and Amaziah king faced one another at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. Joash, the 12th king of Israel, was also called as Jehoash. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and every man fled to his tent. Then Joash, the king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Jehoiada, at Beth Shemesh. And he brought him to Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gates, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver, all the articles that were found in the house of God with Obed-Edom, the treasures of king's house and hostages, and returned to Samaria. King Joash of Israel defeated the proud king Amaziah of Judah and carried all the spoils to Samaria. God loves all the people so much, and so that Jesus Christ came to set the captives free and open the prison doors for those who are bound. The power of Jesus Christ can break the hold that Satan has on your life. Paul preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, stating in Colossians chapter 1:13, from the power of darkness, Jesus delivered us. Dan 25:20. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived 15 years after the death of Joash, the son of Jehoiada, king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Amaziah, from first to last, indeed they are not written in the book of kings of Judah and Israel. After the time the Amaziah turned away from following the Lord, they made a conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish, but they sent after him to Lachish and killed him. There, then they brought him on horses and buried him with his fathers in the city of Judah. Amaziah, like many kings after a military defeat, was assassinated. Despite his victory over Edomite and praise he received, he foolishly started a conflict with King Joash. He ignored the warnings from prophets, demonstrating that a person who wants to listen to God is unlikely to listen to anyone else. This headstrong behavior led to his downfall. It is crucial to hear God's voice and listen to his warnings. We covered all three questions. You may read and continue to keep on prayer. So we are preparing to publish the book, new book, continue to keep on prayer for them to expand the God's kingdom, to spread the God's word until Jesus coming again. So let's just sing all together, Maranatha song.